it killed everything in you, brother. That is, killed all your desire to want to work the land and build up a country. There ain't no desire to do that. You hate work. Man talking about go to work. Work? You talking about? I thought I was free. What kind of work? You got anything clean? What do you mean? Office boy? Errand boy or something carrying letters or mail? Messages? No, all we got is a job shoveling coal. I ain't gonna shovel no coal, man. Well, we got a field of watermelons to bring in. Oh, hell, I ain't gonna do that old slave. That, my people did that, man. They paid that price. I ain't never going that way again. Yeah. So we walk down the street, you know, and see something looking too nice. We got to walk over and pull on it. See if it'll come down. Yeah. Pass by a car looking too clean, we'll find some way to spit on it, you know. So we'll spit there and know we're going to spit on the car, you see. But we act like we want to spit there. Ain't even conscious that we want to spit on it. We're not even conscious of the fact that we want to spit on the car. So we just spit like we're trying to miss it and spit all on the car. Look, that's what slavery has put into us. A dislike for beautiful, well cared for civilization. We don't want that. We ain't satisfied until we knock out the window. Chip the paint off. Got to deface it a little bit. Because we hate this white man's material successes. In our subconscious, we are really trying to tear down the white man's material successes. Yeah, so-and-so. You made my people do it, but I'm free. I'm gonna tear this stuff up. They had to build it up. I'm gonna tear it up. That's what we are quietly saying in the subconscious, you know? So these people have put this in our nature, put this in our mind, and it has become part of our nature. Don't think you can't change nature. Nature is formed by over a long period of time, practicing or doing a certain thing. If you practice or do a certain thing a certain way over a long period of time, in time it becomes your nature. You see? So you can make people in any nature you want if they will submit and follow what you suggest for them. So they suggested for us an animal life. A destructive, self-destructive animal life. So that if we ever got an opportunity to be free, we would say, we can't make it. Please take us, slave master. Please take us back, master. We can't manage by ourselves. All right. What do you have to do? You have to stop buying anything that they sold you of a racist nature. And they sold us black. You are black, and I'm white. You are not black. Your skin is black. How come you're black just because your skin is black? I know some of you love black so much, you want to jump up right now and disrupt an interrupted meeting here and tell me you're black, you know, and prove and run your blackness down to me. Well, I'm going to run something down to you right now. You're going to die one of these days. I don't know how soon it's going to be. and your skin gonna start rotting first. And it all gonna rot off your bones. And you gonna be white there laying in your grave. You know, I see so many wonderful hints in the Quranic language. There was a verse that says, what if God had made the night perpetual? Just made it stay night all the time. All the days perpetual. Just stay day all the time. Now see, we have to, when we're bragging about some extreme that we've taken on, we have to study what we are talking about, study what we are saying. Study the kind of mind that we're growing into. Who wants to be all black? What would you think in the morning if you woke up and went to the mirror to brush your teeth? Your teeth were black. Your tongue black. You look in the mirror, your eye, the white of your eye done turned black. Ain't nothing on you but black. You don't want all that black, do you? See, God made us to have some balance in our life. There has to be some balance. He ain't made no man all black. He made him black with some white teeth. Or yellow teeth. Some white eyes or red eyes. But it's not all black. He's a combination of black, white, or yellow, or pink, and different colors, right? All right. So when you look at him, you can stand to look at it. Because he's not all black. But if he was all black, you wouldn't want to look at that. Who want to look at just plain blackness? The only time you want to look at plain blackness is when you want to go to sleep. You know? When you want to go to sleep, you want plain blackness. You don't want anything but black. And you go to sleep. And most of the time, you can't have all black then. You see some little colors in the blackness. Right? Yeah. The black is black. Got some colors in it. Seem to be anyway. Now, I'm not playing down blackness. We can say the same thing for the Caucasian, for the so-called white. What white person won't be all white? White eyes, white hair, white eyeball, white pupil. You looked in the mirror and saw nothing but white, you'd be frightened to death. But thanks be to the Creator, He has balanced this thing so that we have color with some other colors. Given a little contrast, you see? And the Holy Quran, so beautiful, tells us to observe how God has put black and white in the mountaintop. Not just black, black and white. Not white all alone, black and white. And the green and the other colors in the mountaintop, you see? Mountaintop stands for government. So the Holy Quran is telling us that, see, God, He made those proud mountains of many colors, of various colors. How come your proud government can't admit the various colors? You see? Long before we came to this terrible extent of racism, discrimination and whatnot, Almighty God had put it in the Holy Quran. In the symbolic picture of the mountain, we have God telling us that your government should be like the mountaintop. In the top of your government, the colors of the people should be represented. You see? And he goes, before that, God Most High tells us that there are various colors, various colors in the plant life, in the mountain top, that is in the organic life, matter, says, and similarly in yourself. So what is Almighty God telling us? He's telling us that our colors come naturally, that we get our colors just like the plants get their colors, just like the stones and the other minerals get their colors. You have gotten your color. Your color comes from the sun. Not only that, Muhammad, before he passed away from us, he said some things that helped bring you to the truth of his own teaching. He said, the sun the colors come from the sun. He told us that. The colors come from the sun. So your color come from the sun. The pale come from the sun. The white come from the sun. Brown, black, whatever color, green, all these colors come from the sun. Because in the sun, there are the light, and in light are all the colors. And you know, if a plant grows in the dark, it gets no color. But if it grows in the light, it gets color. Have you ever accidentally left something on your grass? And you come back, the grass is yellow under that piece that you put on the grass. Leave it long enough, you pick it up, white. So what does that mean? No more color. And black, what does that mean? No more color. So actually, science tells us that black and white are not even colors. They're not colors. White is the reflection of color. Black is the, absorption of color. All colors coming in, neutralizing each other, we see black. Then all colors being reflected and canceling out each other, we see white. So what do we got to boast of in our colors? Nothing. But if we go to religion, to the true religion, to the Holy Quran, and if we look at the wisdom in the Holy Quran, we will get a good message, and we will come into the right kind of color understanding that will really contribute something to our social uplift. The Holy Quran points our attention to the signs of God and shows us that in day and night, there's a message for mind that is open to God's guidance. Day comes after night, and night comes after day. And they both work together to support life. Life can't live by day alone. It has to have day and night. You see? We get tired. We want night. We want to rest. We want to close our eyes. When we're rested, we want the light of day, right? The light of day makes us energetic. We like the sunlight. Makes us energetic. But when we have used up our energy, we want to reply. We want to replenish. So we don't want to see no light. The light hurt us then, right? Oh, man, turn that so-and-so light out. But after we get rested, we rush out to the sun. We're happy. It's got us all excited, you see? So Almighty God has put darkness and light into our lives in the proper balance. We need both. Are you saying that we need white women and black women? Are they all ought to get together and mix up? No, stay on the right track. Look, the real meaning of color for human beings should be a spiritual or social meaning, not a physical or biological meaning. If it can't be applied spiritually or socially to human life or to social life or spiritual life, then we should reject it. It means nothing. Unless we're picking grapes and we know that black grape has a certain taste. And so we like the black grape, we pick the black grape. So here, black now is a way of identifying a certain quality or a certain taste of grape, right? But does it run true throughout? No. You'll pick up something black and you'll spit it out before you get it in your mouth good. Say, good God Almighty, this black tricked me this time. Right? And so it is in white. Certain things we like white the best. You taste it? Oh, I prefer the white one. But if somebody say, do you want all white now from now on in your diet? You got any sense? You say, no, what kind of fool are you? Because you'll get something white that you won't want in your mouth. Right? All right. So there's no way of establishing superiority in color. We have to establish it somewhere else. Now, wouldn't God would have been a petty and weak God if he had established superiority in color? I wouldn't have to study any deeper than your skin to find your superiority. But because God is so wise and great, I can't even get to know you.